You know, we think about it whenever we need to go to hospital, whether it's an ongoing treatment or a one-time visit. You don't want to hear the words that you've got to keep coming back, especially in relation to cancer treatment. But often the treatment isn't just the big exercise. Often the big exercise is getting to the hospital for treatment. Not everyone has transportation. Not everyone has the wherewithal to get themselves there, or family and friends. And that's where this fabulous initiative, they're calling it the Cancer Car. Shane Connell, Cancer Council Hunter Region Manager. Shane, good morning. It must be so stressful for people, you know, that can't get to hospitals, that can't get to appointments, that can't get to treatment. Really, that's the last thing they need on top of their condition. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Absolutely. Look, we get a lot of calls to the Cancer Council here in the Hunter region from people who are in exactly that situation. And it's not always the people that live rurally or regionally up in the Upper Hunter and further afield. We've got a lot of services out there now, and we've spent a lot of time over the last few years making sure that there is free Cancer Council treatment for people in those areas. So this service is really for people closer to Newcastle, Lake Macquarie, into Port Stephens and Maitland, where the distance might not be a problem, but as you say, it's the frequency and the number of trips that people have to go to hospital. And not everyone can, as you say, rally family or get public transport. So we're really happy to be able to provide this service now.
It's a great initiative, because I know that there all sorts of charities have this kind of setup. But when you think about it, you hit the nail right on the head. You don't need to live too far from the hospital if you've got to go a couple of days a week, that taxi fares, if you've got to pay for it, can add up, and that can add to the stress of an already stressful situation.
Absolutely. And look, it's one of the biggest services that we've run now. So, and for good reason. You know, we surveyed patients a couple of years ago. We do this regularly. And we ask cancer patients and their families, you know, what are the key stresses around cancer? What are the things that really worry you? And I can tell you the top three things in order were transport, that actual cancer diagnosis, and then finances. So transport came up as number one, or parking, you know, if you're talking about the major hospitals. So we were thrilled. We had a team fundraising from QBE in Newcastle to put all the funds together, and staff were doing, you know, bake sales and raffles and running marathons, and it's taken them 2 years to raise the money to fund the car. And this car will help to relieve that number one stressor of patients to be able to get to hospital in the first place.
And a lot of people, especially older patients, don't want to inconvenience their family. They'll turn around and say, look, he or she's really busy and I don't want to be of a burden. And often sometimes the families don't know that there is a problem.
Absolutely. Look, that happens all the time, actually, which is exactly why Cancer Council is here. You know, it's for people who either have no one, or they've moved maybe up to the area and they've moved away from family. But even people who have families, if you've got to go for radiotherapy, you know, over at the Mater Hospital every day for 6 weeks, there's only often so much the family can do, or friends, in terms of, you know, getting rosters organised and getting help out. So it's nice for the Cancer Company service, if you can't come, to be able to fill those gaps for people and say, look, you know, don't worry too much about having a call on everyone in your network every day. We can help with getting people to and from. Or even if they need to go to Sydney, or sometimes Gosford, or even up north to Tamworth for people who have to go for treatment there. Really, we're hoping to relieve that burden for any patient who needs to go to treatment, anywhere in the Hunter or beyond.
Shane, do you think it possibly has an ongoing effect as well, that you're seeing a regular driver or a regular group of drivers who get to know you? They get to know your name, and they possibly get to know your situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think that's a really big part of it. You know, we have the best volunteers in the world here in the Hunter, honestly, just people who give so generously of their time. But having someone who is driving you to treatment, as you say, if it's the same driver or a couple of drivers over the course of your treatment, you know, people understand your journey, you can talk to them, and it's nice to have a friendly face there, someone who can help you, you know, into where the clinics are, or into maybe the radiotherapy bunkers. And those people really start to generate quite a strong relationship. We know that there have been people who have driven with us from our Upper Hunter services that have gone together in the same car, so a couple of patients travelling down every day, that have formed a really strong bond. I think this particular town thinking of themselves their cancer buddies, you know, and being through thick and thin, and as you say, probably spoken to each other about things that they don't even think of telling their family, because they don't want to be that burden on them. So it's not just a car, you know, this isn't just, you know, getting you to and from. This is a full service. It's hopefully developing a bit of relationship and a bit of support. And then also, as they're driving, being able to connect people into those other Cancer Council services that we run, like help with paying bills or legal advice or any of the other things that we do.
So, Shane, I'd imagine if you know of someone who could benefit from this service, or maybe yourself, obviously just have a chat to the Cancer Council, Hunter Region, and they'll give you all the details.
Absolutely. Look, we have an office in Singleton for the Upper Hunter folk, and obviously we're at Charlestown, so you can call through to our offices, and we have free transport treatment now across the Hunter. So we're transporting about 3,300 patients every year, which is a huge service. It's obviously very well needed, and this is really the last piece of our puzzle. This is the service in Newcastle. Phil's the last LGA for us, so please, as you say, if anyone needs us, it's why we're here. We're completely funded by the community. We don't receive any government funding. And this is really why people donate. They want to help, so please use that service.
And it's great to see their money in action. Shane, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Obviously, if you do want some more details, head to the Cancer Council. Or if you do want details from any of the stories we've had this morning, head to 2WRFM.com and click on the Morning Show page. It's 14 to midday.